Listen to this episode, get discounts on your favorite upcoming businesses, and you want merch? Yo, check out themoderncrowd.com.
Oh my god.
They turn their back on me. Don't spit an act, homie. Niggas got a little pay, forgot how to act on me. And I can't cap, homie. Better keep that back door closed, cause all of these niggas is phony. I told him pay up cause he on me. I gotta throw some legs, I gotta throw some bread. I gotta thug in me head, that's something I never forget. Niggas, they know I'm legit, I remove him like a zit. I'm that young nigga on top, they know I never could quit. They know I never would start, I caught him like and I pop.
Yo, you already know what it is. It's your boy Kev, always been a Don, and of course, this is the Modern Crowd Podcast. Podcast with hoop dreams, and sitting here with my boy Luigi, man. And of course, we always have somebody sitting here. We got my boy, a Chicago native. First of all, we got somebody that's out of Georgia. Everybody's giving a hand clap for that, man. Finally, we have finally got out of Georgia. But man is an artist, and I'm going to go ahead and let him introduce himself.
Yo, it's Tri Strike. I'm from Chicago. I make music, you know.
That's it. Hey, shit. Makes music.
I'm passing you there, bro.
Word.
I'm from Chicago. Tell me about what you grew up there. I'm gonna guess.
Right? Yes, sir.
Tell me more about the culture in Chicago.
Music. Man, really, the culture in Chicago is crazy. Like, the food, the music, just the buildings, everything is just like when you're there, you're in the city.
I was thinking to put some in my pocket.
All right, so with you being in Chicago, I know just growing up, how you just said, what got you into music?
Really, I've always been into music. Like, I was in the car with my mom one day, and I just told her, I was like, Mom, I want to be a singer like Rihanna. Like, but, you know, obviously, just a musician in general.
Yeah, exactly.
But, and Michael Jackson. Like, Michael Jackson and Rihanna, like, they really made me want to, like, make music. And then, like, the more I got inspired, the older I got, like, listening to Linkin Park, Drake, they really pushed me, too.
Or your music sounds eclectic. Your music taste sounds eclectic. So tell me, like, what are some different inspirations from different artists that you're like, oh, I like this from this artist, I like this from this artist?
Man, really seeing the youth, like, blow up with SoundCloud and Instagram and TikTok and everything, just like, dang, like, I don't have to wait till I'm older to make this music. Like, and they're just doing it. And, like, as far as my main inspirations, I'd probably say, like, rock, R&B, like, even some heavy metal, like System of a Down. You guys know System of a Down?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
System of a Down. Like, I just love feeling the emotion in the music, like, and that's what I try to portray. Just like my emotions and relate with other people.
Word. So, I was about to say, one of my favorites, like you said earlier, like Linkin Park, man. Linkin Park was my shit, boy. Especially when I was playing like Tony Hawk and stuff, boy. That's how I got on it for real.
Tony Hawk, man, I used to play that on the Game Boy.
Yeah,
on the Game Boy. Bro, Tony Hawk, I talk about him in my music all the time. My man's a skate legend.
Facts. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I started skateboarding for a little minute, and then, like, I'm not gonna lie, I watched Scarred. And when I seen Scarred, that's when I started. Right. I stopped. That convinced me. If anything, you know, that stopped me from skateboarding for sure.
Yeah, skating. You skate?
I'm still in the skate culture. Like, I watch it and stuff like that. But I can't get on the board. I can't break a leg.
One time I was trying to impress some people at the skate park. Fell, like, straight on my back. Like.
All right, so what did your Haitian mom say when you went to skate?
Man, nothing. Like, she's always... She bought me a skateboard, really.
Oh, word. That's what's up.
She supported you in your music?
Oh, always. She's actually out here today. She just got here today.
Oh, that's what's up.
Come see me perform tomorrow. So, yeah.
Oh, where are you performing at?
I'm performing at the...
Coalition DJ.
There you go. So
Music Monday. The Music Monday.
Okay. So, I'm gonna say this. A lot of people don't know that you actually knew Juice WRLD.
Yes, sir.
So tell us a story about that. How y'all came about?
So we went to school together. We both moved in from different cities. Mm-hmm. I came to Homewood Flossmoor High School.
Where?
My sophomore year. I actually went to two high schools prior to that. I went to Morgan Park and another school in Country Club Hills, Hillcrest. So anyway, yeah, I came to school there, And I didn't have classes with him, actually. It's weird. I had lunch with him 2 years in a row.
Oh, wow.
And he was, like, that kid that was just, like, rapping. You know what I'm saying? I just gravitated towards, like, anyone who was, like, dressing like me or into the same things I was into. So that's really how I...
Word.
Yeah, met him and got into it.
Because I was going to say, I do a little research. I saw on Instagram that she actually took a picture with her. I was like, yo, that's pretty cool. Because I actually listened to him and, you know,
yeah.
Juice WRLD's fire. He was fire, man.
Goated it, bro. Like, literally one of the best talents to come out of there.
Nah, facts.
So, major inspiration for me to keep going.
Sure. So, we were talking about it earlier. When you heard the news that he actually passed away, and rest in peace, Juice WRLD.
Rest in peace.
What was your feelings behind that?
Now, anything, first, shock.
Word.
For sure. Like, I didn't believe it. Like, I just saw it all over Twitter. Like I was saying, Instagram, everything was just like, and I was coming from Atlanta to Chicago. I was in the airport like an hour after the situation happened. So it was really crazy. Like, I just couldn't believe it really. After the fact, though, I was definitely sad.
No, facts. Sure. Facts. I mean, it kind of threw me off a little bit because I was like, whoa, like you hear these stories about, you know, these people that have absolute musical talent and just, next thing you know, they're gone. It's like, man. Damn.
It's like, it seems like every year.
Word. Yeah. No, that's a fact. Fuck COVID, by the way. So let's get back to you, man. Talk about your music. What is your music solely based on? Like, what, when you go in the studio, what is it that drives you to actually do music?
Just really, I try to base my music around like my life.
Word.
Because I know, like, what I'm going through, somebody else has to be, you know what I'm saying? Probably not in the exact same way, but I know everybody has, like, problems or successes.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So if I'm feeling in a good mood, I go in the studio and I freestyle about what, like, my life or whatever.
Word.
Or,
yeah. So it's no writing process at all. You're just going in there straight freestyle.
I mean, when I first started, I was writing, and right now I'm working on an album songwriting.
Word.
Stuff. But for the most part, when I go in the studio, I freestyle.
Okay.
I feel like there's something special that comes out when it goes straight from the heart.
Yeah.
Something like
honestly,
that.
Like the flow is just better. Like,
yeah.
It's honestly free game for everybody. It's free game.
Yeah.
But the flows, bro, the flows is just a more natural, like, than reading off a phone or some paper. You know what I'm saying? You want to, I got to get every word right. But really, it's just, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you experiment with different beats on this day, and it's like, how does it?
Oh, yeah. Beats, major factor also in the freestyle. I'm like, I feel the beat. Like, the beat talks to me too. So sometimes I want to say something else, and the beat's like, nah, say this. And I was like, bet.
That's a love story, bro.
It's yeah.
It's dope.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I say this on almost every podcast, but I go in front of that mirror, I'd be like, all right, I'm about to rap the fire 16 ever. First two bars would be trash as hell. I ain't gonna lie to you. I like, you know what? I'm just gonna go back to podcasting, bro. That's about all I can do. I can't freestyle for shit. But yeah, I mean, that's cool. I always ask this when it comes to musical artists, man, because, and this is not attacking nobody or nothing. Is there people when they come in and you know, they're like, yeah, I want to hop on your song.
Right.
And you hear them, and you're like, yeah, they don't fit on this song. Does that happen?
Go ask this man this for podcast.
Yeah, man. Ask everybody.
Honesty is the best policy. Honesty is the best policy.
Absolutely.
Like, it's people that hit me up all the time. They're like, let me remix this. Let me hop on this. So I'm like, nah.
No, exactly.
I mean, you just, like, some songs you can't even do it. Like, especially if you do it on your own more so. And it's like, the song gains traction. People want to hop on it just to hop on it. Like, gain all that work that you put into it. And it's like, I can't even. You know what I'm saying? Not even like that. Like, you can, you know, get a feature.
Yeah.
And we can make something different.
Word.
You know?
No, I was going to ask because I asked, like, plenty of people. Like I said, I tried to freestyle a thing. Then I wrote down, I'm a little butthurt because I asked a few people, I'm like, trying to hop on your song, and they were like, nah, you trash, homie.
What Kelvin's asking is like, can you get on one of your songs?
You know what I'm saying?
Like, look, you really trying to say
it? We can make some. I'm down to work.
Yeah. Facts. So, this is your second time in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, sir.
How is the experience here in Atlanta?
I actually like the city feels alive. For
Word.
Sure. Yeah, it's like very youthful. Like, a lot of people are doing their own thing. It seems like out here, like their own businesses, whether it's hair, nails, podcasts,
or
music, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people here are like very entrepreneurial, it seems like.
Word. So is it like that in Chicago too?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I feel like sometimes people don't have the drive to do what they want to do.
No, that's a fact. Yeah. Well, I can definitely understand that for sure.
But I mean, I see a lot of people try and give up. It's really about staying consistent and like living out your dream. A lot of people just want instant success in Chicago. That's what I see.
Yeah.
And like they want handouts and it's just like, bro, you got to work for it. Like it's going to take some time, but a lot of people just don't understand that.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I've seen it myself too. You know, people just think because they put money towards something that you're supposed to reap benefits back.
Yeah.
And it's like, it takes time for you to understand your craft, understand what you're doing in order to get to that point where you get things back.
You might even have to change your craft too.
Like yeah.
Sometimes, like sometimes people think this is like one thing is good for them and it's something better for them or yeah.
No, I understand that. So I'm gonna ask you a super random question.
Go ahead.
White liquor or brown liquor?
Well, I'm a little on the younger side, so I don't really drink, but.
If you could, what color?
Darker.
Okay, cool. Hey, just stay with the brown. Yeah. Anybody else tell you anything else?
You know what they say anything is possible.
Facts.
So, anything is possible.
Exactly.
I got a question for you. So, coming from Chicago, I haven't kind of the spirit of Chicago with the legends that you had before. How does that play into what you want to bring out of Chicago, what you want to bring into Chicago? You know,
man, really, what I want
to countless people come from Chicago, so I'm not,
yeah,
gonna be, you know, like that whole culture in itself.
What I would like to bring to Chicago is more so like the you can do like anything you want mindset, like, you don't have to be in the system because everyone knows that Chicago is like, I don't know, it feels like it's like a system in there,
right,
like that you just got to break free from in order to really achieve your dreams and goals and like attain the life you want. So that's really what I want to bring, more inspiration and more. Just positive energy to the city, and my dad and my parents in general like really support the homeless. Like even on New Year's this year, we went out, we gave the homeless like blankets and word, snacks like that. Like, I want to do more stuff like that for the homeless. For sure.
Facts.
Yeah. Hey man, one day we'll do something in Chicago.
Let's do it.
Chicago White Sox or Chicago Bulls?
You mean like the baseball teams?
Yeah, well, either the basketball team or the baseball team. Which one?
What can they like both, bro?
Oh, you can like both.
Nah, yeah, I like both.
I got the White Sox.
Hey, I'm from the South.
There's the Cubs too.
You say,
yeah,
the Cubs?
Yeah, that's what I thought you were asking.
You know what I'm saying? I don't like to be difficult.
I mean, I like the Bulls.
Okay,
like
okay.
Jordan's definitely the GOAT. You know?
Yo, I'm a huge sports guy. That's why I asked. Yeah. Yo, know. Jordan is the GOAT everywhere. But I heard like when he's in Chicago, it's like,
you know, he played for. Sox.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, I know that. Yeah.
Sox.
Yeah, Michael Jordan is Chicago.
So man, he's
like, yeah, yeah. Yo, he loves Chicago, man. But no, I've never been to Chicago. Actually, one of my biggest dreams is actually
really?
I've never been there before. One of my biggest dreams before I pass away, you know what I'm saying? And you know, when the gold dust pops in there and all that. But I want to go to Wrigley Field. Like that's one of the biggest baseball fields I ever wanted. Like, I'm not really huge in baseball, but I love the Mets, by the way. Go Mets. Mm-hmm. But I want to go to Wrigley Field. Like, I hear so much about that field. You know, it's just an amazing experience being there and stuff like that. Right. Have you ever been there before?
I have.
You know, tell me about it.
I actually love baseball. I played.
Oh, where? You played baseball, yeah. See?
Listen.
Second base.
Okay.
Yeah. And outfield. And outfield, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been to Wrigley Field. I've been to a couple of Sox games.
Sheesh.
Fun fact, every Sox game I've been to, they lost.
Oh, man. Sound like the Falcons, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm about to stop going to these games. I feel like I'm bringing the team down.
Nah.
But nah, yeah, it's definitely a different experience.
Word.
Yeah.
So tell me about baseball. Like, what got you into baseball?
My cousins play baseball.
Okay.
And my brother played. So it was just like in the family. Like, you know.
Word, facts.
You just kind of follow along with what the family's doing. But basketball was really another sport I like too. So.
Yeah.
Is that what popped off in the state of Illinois? Because I know like each part of the country has their thing. Like you go to New Jersey, basketball, you know, you go down south, it's football. So like,
actually, Chicago's kind of like, it seems like they're kind of on the come up for baseball players. Yeah, like it's some pretty talented athletes out there.
Man, I was in middle school, man, tried out for the baseball team, and crazy experience. So I went out there, you know, I, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I went in, I was in the room, practicing a few swings, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Felt good. Saw some, what is his name? David Ortiz. You know, I felt like I was him for a second. Oh, man. Went out there and I saw that first pitch and that boom. I was like, yeah, baseball ain't for me, dog.
It didn't hit me.
It just hit his glove half-ass as hell. Yeah. I swung like three times. Was straight. I was like, yeah, this ain't for me, dog. I'm about to go play football or something.
I struck out on three strikes my first time playing baseball.
Yeah. Was it hard to swing a bit? Like when you first started baseball, was it hard?
Yeah, like, because I was more so scared of the ball. My dad was like, what are you scared of? Like,
you
know
what I'm saying? He's
I was like, scared of the ball, too. Yeah. I think every kid is scared of that ball. Just nobody really
amazed. I mean, like, some people got arms on them, too. They can fast 95 true. Miles per hour, you know what I'm saying? So that ball coming fast.
Like,
yeah.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So, again, I'm not a person that went to Chicago. I need all the info before I go.
Man, what is
the place to eat at Chicago when I'm there?
Bro, you can hear me in this, right?
Yeah, I can hear you. We hear you.
Portillo's. Hot dogs and Italian beef. Fire.
I was about to say, Jesus Christ. Like hot dogs too, man. You touched my heart when you said that.
Beggars and Aurelio's and Giordano's deep dish pizza.
I wanted to ask you about that. So I hear a lot of people talk about Chicago pizza and Brooklyn pizza.
I've been in New York.
From somebody from Chicago.
I've been in New York.
Your thesis. On why Chicago is superior in their pizza game.
New York pizza. New York pizza. Before I say this about New York pizza, Harold's Chicken in Chicago too.
I heard about that.
I had Harold's in California. Thumbs down. Harold's in Chicago. Fire.
Word.
All right, but no. Wait, what was your question again?
The Brooklyn versus Chicago pizza.
Oh, bro. New York pizza, flat. Slimy. Mm. Some people say it's dry. Like, you know, I haven't had a dry one, but I had a slimy, skinny pizza. Like, I like my pizza, like, thick.
Word.
You know, with cheese on it. Like, and a lot of people don't like cheese, but I'm telling you, the deep dish pizza is, like, the perfect ratio.
Yeah, I'm a huge pizza consumer, so I know, bro. I'm not gonna lie. I definitely pick Chicago pizza over New York pizza. Thanks. Any day, man. Any day. What about you? What you picking?
I'm vegan, bro.
Okay. All right. So vegan Brooklyn pizza and vegan Chicago.
I like Chicago pizza a lot. I've had Chicago pizza.
Have you ever been? I used to be vegan too.
Word?
Yes, sir. Have you ever been to Blaze?
Yes.
They got some pretty decent.
Yeah, they got some vegan. Yeah. Mushrooms got some good combinations too.
What's on vegan pizza?
Vegan cheese.
Vegan cheese, bro.
I have a stipulation about that.
It's the 21st century.
You know, I'm lost.
You honestly get used to it.
My man. Bro, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Yo, I ate vegan for the first time. It was an Impossible Burger with tots, bro.
And it was magical.
Bro, it touched my soul.
Bro. Yeah. Yeah.
It was better than any burger I've ever ate in my life. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Exactly.
But I need my chicken. For real. You know what I'm saying?
How long were you vegan for?
I was vegan for 6 months.
What brought you into it? What brought you out of it?
Chicken
girlfriend.
Oh, so okay. It happens.
Both ways?
Yeah, honestly. Like towards the end of our relationship, I started working at Portillo's. Honestly.
Oh.
They gave me food. They gave me free food for 2 weeks. Like the first 2 weeks, like you get free food because they want you to try everything on the menu. It's just like,
what?
Over with.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you, but I worked at Longhorn, man. I was the goat in there. I was eating good all the time. But I had to get deuces, bro.
Them restaurants feed you for sure.
Nah, facts. So, well, we're getting into the jobs, you know. What is your favorite job that you ever worked at, since you were talking about jobs?
Honestly, I worked a lot of jobs.
Me too.
Man, I got two favorites. So, it was a concert venue I worked at. And I got to see, like, free concerts all the time. Wiz Khalifa came. Megan Thee Stallion came. You know what I'm saying? It was fire. I saw, it's in the suburb of Chicago, but and Walmart, surprisingly. Like, I worked at Target, I worked at a lot of jobs, fast food, everything, but Walmart was just, like, fun.
Thank you, dog.
Like, it was just fun and easy.
I've never worked at Walmart, so y'all have to invite me.
I'm tired of people putting Walmart down, and then Target's like, oh, Target's the golden store. No, Target, Walmart is the shit.
So tell me how fun the job at Walmart was, like, what did you do?
The environment, like, not that, okay, like,
because you had fun.
I had fun. Like, I was working. It was just like the days just went by fast. Like, it was just chill.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, I think it was just my situation, but everybody I was working with was just cool. Like,
it's a blessing.
Yeah.
I was the guy with the bike just running down the alleys and stuff like that. I ain't put it back neither. I'm that guy. Ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
So you have to say the name, but what was the worst job yet? The worst job yet?
Worst?
Or say an experience from the worst job, so you don't have to put anybody's name on there. If you want to share it.
Probably this one restaurant I worked at. Like, only because they weren't paying me. Like, sometimes my checks were, like, bouncing back, all type of stuff.
Oh, wow, that's wild. Like,
yeah.
I was like, fighting words. No, that's a fighting document. My bad.
It was a restaurant, bro, but nah. Like, busing and stuff like that. I was a busser at a restaurant. Oof. And, like, they just used to finesse us on the tips. I feel like I was doing more work than the waitresses. I was like, dang, bro.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to lie. My first job was... Again, Longhorn. Yeah. I was washing dishes for the first time, bro. I used to go home soaking wet. Like, I jumped in the pool. I used to be so pissed.
I know your hands was like, oh, sure.
Yeah, oh, man. Yeah, I used to look at... You know how, like, they have those movies where they're like, I have to rethink life when they're living in the mirror? I was one of those guys. I was like, yeah, this ain't for me, dog. Yeah. This ain't for me.
Yeah,
word. But the story started. Like, you know what I'm saying? That was me. But, so, back to you, man. With you performing, what goes through your mind? Let's start from before you step on that stage, while you're at that stage, and after that stage. What is your thought process through the whole thing?
I've never had a real show.
Oh wow!
Like a real official show until tomorrow. So
word. Oh, that's gonna be dope.
Yeah.
So walk us through what you're feeling right now. You
really, I'm really glad my mom came out here because I was just and I have my manager Tina.
Word.
You know, she's
Tina's fine,
definitely keeping me comfort. So like, really, I feel as though since they're gonna come, I'm going to rock it. I'm definitely nervous, though, but someone told me when you're nervous, it brings the best performance out of you.
I was about to say, well, yeah, I get nervous every time before I start, for real. Yeah. I'd be looking at that microphone like, boy, don't say nothing stupid, boy.
I actually think when you're nervous, it's means you're doing the right thing.
Yeah. It's like something, a big something.
Yeah, no, that's facts. It's like before a fight, man, you know, yeah, I'm getting nervous. Like,
oh, you do get nervous.
Yeah, you got, but see, that's what they tell you. Like, after the first punch, you're not, you know, you good.
Yeah.
After that first punch, you good. No, facts.
Oh, facts.
It's like, you know, when I first started doing this podcasting, man, I'm not going to lie, I say this all the time. We were drinking. It was 12 of us, man. We were all drinking. Yeah. Had a microphone in front of us, and we talked about nothing. Wow. That's absolutely our first episode. We drunk because the nervousness to go away. But after a while, we learned, that's why after your first performance, it's going to get so much better. I promise.
I hope so. I want to eventually rock Rolling Loud.
Have you ever been to Rolling Loud before?
I was going to go COVID-19. Yeah.
So what is some of the festivals and circuits that you want? Like, what are some things that you want to manifest right now?
Bro. I want to rock every show. I want to rock Lyrical Lemonade Summer Smash. Definitely a dream of mine. Like, it's in my home.
Those hoodies.
Yeah. Those hoodies are fire.
Yeah, those hoodies fire.
Quality, too.
Facts.
Shout out to Cole Bennett. I met him a few times.
Oh, word.
Yes, sir. He's real cool. Rolling Loud. Can't Vlog Now. That was I love huge Tyler fan. Tyler, if you hear this, bro, hit me.
Yeah, holler at me too, bro. I'm trying to hang out with him. We both could go, man. So we gonna get in first, and then be like, "Hey, Kev, come on, out."
First festival, I'll bring you guys.
Say no more,
my man. Fresh. Cool, man. I'm looking forward to those.
Me too.
I'm trying to jump in the crowd for real. That'd be never,
dope.
You know,
that would be dope.
That'd be crazy.
I'm scared to jump in the crowd.
I'm just having hands out. I made it. That's all I'm gonna say. I made it.
What are some things you're looking forward to kind of in this stage of your career now? Kind of like walking into, you know, right now I'm about to start performing. I'm about to start perhaps like what's exciting really, about this
just like, upcoming stage? Being in Atlanta, like you guys have so many talented artists that come out of here that's mainstream, like Future.
Crazy.
Man, just a bunch of people. Really, I can name a lot of people. Young Thug. But a lot of talents.
Word.
Like, really working with, like, some guys like that. Even though I'm just getting my foot in the door, I still feel like it's possible to meet anybody and work with them for sure. That's what I want to do. Work with some of the GOATs.
I met Young Thug working at a car dealership.
Wow.
So, that's just to put to your point. You can meet anybody and
anywhere,
bro. Like, I'm going to tell you the funny story. When I seen him, I was working at a Chevrolet dealership. He's pulling up in a Corvette. And he was like, yeah, you know what? Where Kano? I'm like, what is he talking about? Like, I was like, wait, hold on. dog, that's Young Thug. And he drove off. But, you know, those 5 seconds of, it was just crazy. I was just like.
That's a golden moment.
Yeah, I was just like, it was like one of those things like, bro, did that just happen? Like, did I just see Young Thug? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. So, let me ask you this. What is your biggest goal of 2021?
Biggest goal? 2021. Man, probably. That's a good question. My biggest goal.
Rock that stage for sure.
Yeah, man. Just doing a big event. Probably working with Cole Bennett or working with, like, Lil Uzi or Playboy Cardi. Like, I really want to work with people. Like, that's really my goal. Like, for now, yeah. And then later on, some awards.
Word.
Yes, sir. Sure.
What awards are you trying to win?
I want to win a Grammy, MTV Award, BET Awards, like everything. I'm trying to be staple in the game. Stamped.
Word.
For sure. All
right.
Be a new word, but all right.
Yeah. Stample. I just mixed the two words.
Word.
Yeah.
Make that a hashtag.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you put it on a t-shirt. Actually, don't do that because I'm going to do it. But I'm going to say this. Who is one of your biggest Chicago, like, influences? I'm going to say this. Me, I'm 30 years old, man. I'm like 15 at heart, you know what I'm saying? I'd be really wild and still trying to skateboard and stuff sometimes. But one of the biggest people that I used to listen to that came from Chicago was Kanye West. So the reason why I ask that is because when people that are younger than me, they don't look up to Kanye West. So that's why I ask. Is Kanye West one of you, like, who's your biggest influence? You don't have to say Kanye West, but who's one of your biggest influences?
Honestly, Kanye West is one of my biggest influences. Mm. Even though he was born here. Like, you know, he is a Chicago native.
Word.
Sure. Like,
no,
but,
facts.
But nah, like, Kanye West, he really told me, like, and a lot of the youth, that you could be whatever you want. Like, you could be a crazy old dude that dressed crazy, you know what I'm saying? Just take risks, and you can still get love.
No, facts.
Because, like, a lot of people try to fit in, and I'm different than a lot of people from where I come from.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you see me, and when you talk to me, I mean, you could probably tell I'm from Chicago, but you know what I'm saying? It's like a stigma of, like, hood, drill,
gang. Yeah, no, exactly, like, exactly.
You don't even got to be like that. Like, the point is to get from out of that, you know what I'm saying, into something better.
Shit, that's just like Atlanta. Everybody thinks we trap down here. Like, you know what I'm saying? We all do trap music.
It's really all in the music, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and that's just like me. I grew up just like you, man. I grew up a different way. I didn't grow up to... like trap music. I didn't grow up the trap music. I grew up the Kanye West. One of my favorite albums from Kanye West is Late Registration. And that
I used to play it all the time.
But crazy. That album there taught me do it your way. You know what I'm saying?
Don't literally, bro.
Like that's all it taught me. I was like, literally. I don't even care what you think. I'm just gonna do it this way. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I asked. I'm just like, I'd be trying to see, like, because one thing that I see is us old heads. You know what I'm saying? There's a disconnect with the younger generation, and that's a problem. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure back in the day, like, I used to listen to Biggie, man. Oh, man, my parents, they weren't playing that. I used to get butt whoopings all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, bamboo sticks, all that, bro. I was in. Yeah. My pops is from Trinidad, so yeah, trust me. It used to get wild. But yeah, like, I used to listen to Biggie, Tupac, and stuff like that. And they didn't listen to that. There's a disconnect from the OGs because they listen to other music compared to what I'm listening to. So that's why I always ask. I mean, you know, I'm trying to connect that, like, yeah, we listen to the same thing. I mean, you might say it in a different way, but I have to be able to understand how you're saying it, and you have to understand how I'm trying to say it. Right. But some people just don't want to do that. So that's why I ask. Just for the youth, you know, I rock with y'all, dog. But yeah, with your music, I'm gonna ask this last question here. With your music, you want to win Grammys, you want to win all that.
Right.
What's the end goal?
Man, I mean, you can't make music forever. So really, the end goal is just with winning the Grammys and all that, like being stampled. We're being in the game, like just people listening to me for like generations and like me inspiring a generation because kind of inspired a generation. Chief Keef inspired a generation. Like,
Shout out
to Chief Keef. I want to inspire a generation.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Like that.
Yeah,
I have a legacy, really. That's
work
the angle.
Of legends, man.
That's the angle.
That's how legends talk. For real.
So,
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a legend. You know what I'm saying? I'm the 2K God. You know what I'm saying?
2K God. You know what? No, drop your 2K app.
You already know, man. Y'all holla at me. It's your boy, Kev, always been a Don. Y'all already know what it is. $20 a game. Xbox and PlayStation. What's up? Holla at me. What's the team right now? Oh, man, I play with Chicago, and I play with the Knicks. You know, the Knicks is my favorite team. You know, and anybody want to talk trash about the Knicks, I got them. I'm, yo, hey, that's fight words.
Fan, so next game, I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Charlotte, man.
I mean, I mess with I see what LaMelo's doing.
Yeah, he's balling. Oh, yeah, he's hooping. He's hooping, man.
How
old
was your team?
Bulls, bro. But I really like the Heat, too.
Yeah, like the Heat. Yeah, Heat's a crazy team, boy. Crazy.
So.
I can't play with them on 2K, but hey, they create. You know, I watch a lot of NBA, watch a lot of college basketball. So yeah, that's a really, really nice team. But go ahead and drop me your Twitter name, your Instagram, Facebook.
Man, Twitter, the boy Trish at the boy Trish. Instagram, TriStrike, TriStrike, and then my music's everywhere. Also under TriStrike, TriStrike.
Word,
so. Everywhere, every platform.
And first of all, I just want to say, man, listening to your music really, really inspired me to make me want to make music as well. It really sounds good, man, for real.
Thank you.
What I'm saying?
Appreciate it.
Like, again, I'm going to have to practice some more bars in the mirror to make sure, you know what I'm saying, make sure it's all right, because I can't be putting no trash out there and y'all roasting me, because this man right here going to roast me, first of all. He
I'm not a roaster.
Man, just go in there.
Okay, my bad.
I speak from love.
You trash. That's love. But I'm just gonna say these final words. You know, it's your boy Kev, always been a Don, the 2K guy, the Knicks favorite warrior. You know what I'm saying? I like pizza. You know what I'm saying? That's about it. That's all I got.
Straight up.
And Luigi, go ahead and give your inspiration words of the day.
I mean, hey man, love your loved ones. Tell your people that you love. That you love them. And keep living life and have fun, man.
Word. And of course, make sure you go to themoderncrowd.com. Yeah, we got some shirts that we need to sell. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you was doing something for the homeless. Like he said, he wanted to do something in Chicago. We might actually come to Chicago and try to do something for real.
Man. Come on, man. Let me know. I'll slide on you guys. I hope.
Nah, say no more. I'm going to say, man. We might have to bring some shirts or some jackets and stuff like that for real, man. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be dope. That'd be dope.
But yeah, y'all make sure y'all check out themoderncrowd.com. Make sure you listen to this interview, first of all. Shout out to Tina, because Tina's always bringing us cool people. Right. Everybody hand clap for that, first of all, man. Yeah, there we go. I just want to hand clap for that. And, if you ever want to hop on the podcast again, man, just let us know, man. We love it.
And next time I'm in Atlanta.
Say no more. Yeah, holla at us, man. Holla at us. This is themoderncrowd.com, man. Shout out. We out, man. Word. Oh, go ahead and say that before we leave.
Man, shout out to Modern Crowd.
Word,
your boy Trash Strike again everywhere, man. Check me out.
Facts.
Check the Modern Crowd out. We all going up.
Word, man. I appreciate that. But we out, man.
Don't put an egg on me. If we ain't on a man. Listen to me.
Oh my God.
They turn their back on me. Don't spit an egg on me. Niggas got a little pay. Forget how to act on me. And I can't cap, homie. Better keep that back door closed. Cause all of these niggas is phony. I told him pay up cause he on me. I gotta throw with some legs. I gotta throw with some bread. I gotta thaw give me head. That's something I never forget. Niggas they know I'm legit. I remove him like a zit. I'm that young nigga on top. They know I never could quit. They know I never would start. I caught him lacking, I pop. Yeah.